And we are back live here this morning for the First in the Nation Republican Leadership Summit in Nashua. It is all about Republicans this weekend here at the summit. But let's turn our attention back to the race of the Democratic field. And to do that, we are joined now by Chris Gagliari, an assistant professor of politics at St. Anselm College who specializes in presidential races. Welcome, Chris.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Chris, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton did make it official last weekend that she is running, and she's now announced some events next week here in the Granite State. But it seems like two different stories here. The Republicans have nearly 20 confirmed or, you know, potential candidates here in Nashua this weekend. And it seems like for Democrats, it's really all about Hillary. I mean, is that a good thing or a bad thing for the Democratic Party?
It's a good thing in that the fact that she's the one established announced candidate and likely to be the nominee suggests that she's done a good job of wrapping up that support early. The danger is that without a contested primary, she doesn't have to take positions on issues that activists and party members care about. And from the perspective of local parties in New Hampshire, it's a bad thing in part because having a large field helps them with things like fundraising and organization and identifying members.
Sure, on the ground. Yeah, and we're talking about, do we learn anything about Hillary in the way that she made her campaign announcement and how she chose to campaign during her first few days on the trail when she went over to Iowa?
I think we did. It was interesting because I think one of the critiques and one of the concerns a lot of people have had about her in advance of her announcing was that she was coming across as someone who felt entitled to the nomination or felt that the nomination was hers without having to fight for it. And I thought it was very interesting that she essentially led from behind in her announcement. She didn't show up until the last few seconds of a two-minute video. And then for her first foray into Iowa, she didn't fly in a campaign plane. She got in a van and drove across country and, as we all know, got a burrito bowl at Chipotle in Maumee, Ohio on the way. And so it was a very sort of soft opening, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I think it was... As a very well-known, as a very established candidate, I think she has the luxury to not have to put herself out there and not have to introduce herself to voters in a way that a lesser-known candidate would.
What kind of campaign team is she building here?
She's got, I just read this morning, the largest campaign team in the state so far among any of the candidates. I think she will be able to draw on her supporters from 2008, who helped her win the primary then, as well as a lot of the other people who supported the other campaigns for people like Barack Obama 8 years ago.
How much is at stake here for Clinton in New Hampshire? I mean, are there any pitfalls that she could face?
Well, I think the pitfall is the legendary New Hampshire contrariness that probably helped her out in 2008. I think the danger for her would be that if a skilled challenger emerges, that a lot of New Hampshire Democrats figure, well, Clinton's got this in the bag, so there's no harm in me voting for Martin O'Malley or Jim Webb or Bernie Sanders, and then she might face a closer-than-expected primary.
Yeah, is there any chance we're going to see a competitive Democratic primary here with debates?
I think it's likely. If you think back to 2000 when Al Gore faced Bill Bradley, they did have a number of debates, and that did wind up being a pretty close primary. So I think if someone, O'Malley, Webb, Sanders gets in, I could see there being debates, but I don't think you'd see the sort of, ongoing debate marathons that we saw 8 years ago.
Yeah, and how are Republicans reacting to Clinton now that she's officially in the race?
We've seen a number of reactions. We've seen people like Rand Paul and Carly Fiorina get out very early with web videos criticizing her campaign. I think it's appealing. You can't really go wrong in a Republican primary running against Hillary Clinton, but you also have to worry about not doing that in a way that will hurt you in the general election.
That is Chris Gagliari, an assistant professor of politics at St. Anselm College. He specializes in presidential races. He is here with us at the First of the Nation GOP summit here in Nashua. We'll be hearing much more from the summit a little later on in the hour here on Morning Edition from NHPR.